Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo, and welcome to a special edition today. We are going to be discussing, are the elections declared by the mainstream media for Biden legal, lawful, and constitutional? And joining me today will be Rob Raskin to discuss this, and you're welcome to call in if you have questions at statements at 646-564-9742. And we'll get started in just a second.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
So let's get started because this is a really important topic that's on everybody's mind today. So let's say hello to Rob. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Hi, Rose. Doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and hanging in there and believing that President Trump will overcome this minor adjustment here to the elections. And that's what I wanted to discuss today because we've been watching what is happening very, very closely, and a lot of people are discouraged. And I got discouraged a little bit, and then I came back and said, no, President Trump needs us to be soldiers. God needs us to be soldiers, and we need to be soldiers for Christ. We need to be soldiers for doing what is right and saving our country, and the Constitution calls us to defend, protect, and protect our children and the nation, and that's what we're all about. So you have information, I know, about Jocelyn Benson out in Pennsylvania. Why don't you tell us who's Jocelyn Benson and why is she important and what is her ties to George Soros?
Well, Jocelyn Benson is the Attorney General for the state of Pennsylvania, and she's a Soros plant. She was installed there last year to make sure that when the election came this year that President Trump didn't win Michigan. I recall, I believe it was the governor at, before the race even started, said going to win Michigan with kind of a smirk. And so they've been doing everything they can to prevent President Trump from winning each of those states. Jocelyn Benson is just one cog in the wheel, but in each of the Democratic states, in each of those swing states, they made sure that they set it up so that President Trump wouldn't win the election. The problem is that President Trump knew that that's what they were going to do, and that's why he set up a sting operation that many people are not aware of. So these people, specifically the Democrats and the deep state that have perpetrated all of this crime, they are all caught. And so in the coming weeks, two things are going to happen. We're going to see President Trump win this election with no problem of any kind. And we're going to see an awful lot of people being arrested for voter fraud throughout the country.
And also, the reason I brought up Jocelyn Benson is because I read that she receives donations from Soros for her candidacy, which is fine, but he pretty much donates to every key Democrat in the nation to assure them a seat in those blue states. And he not only was as formally donating to members of Congress and to the Senate and to the presidency, the Oval Office for President and Vice President, which he did for the Obamas and for the Clintons. But he also has about 220 nonprofit political organizations that he uses for anti-American, anti-Republican, anti-conservative, anti-Christians, anti-Jews in the United States. And he has harmed so many countries like over in Europe and hurt them financially and brought them to their knees, which is his goal here. And so I find that a huge conflict of interest that this dual citizen who is using our nonprofit status with his billions of dollars to control the entire Department of Justice and by funding attorney generals and district attorneys, not just the governors and the mayors, but through his organizations, which Jocelyn Benson is linked to, which is the Democracy Alliance, and many are linked to the Open Society. The goal is, like you said, to remove President Trump and all GOP members who are not rhinos from and a threat to the Democratic agenda and George Soros' agenda and the New World Order and the United Nations, to remove all the true GOP members who are patriots. And to me, I don't understand how the senators and the Department of Justice have allowed him to use his money to control entire states and even the Oval Office and Congress, many, many members of Congress, if not all of them, who are on the left. So in other words, George Soros is pretty much at the helm, in my opinion, as the Wizard of Oz and his other team members back there who are all billionaires, which Democracy Alliance are billionaires and multimillionaires who are involved in these agendas. So I find that a real serious problem for America. What about you?
Well, it's absolutely a big problem. And, you know, it goes deeper than that because the Rothschilds are behind the Federal Reserve Bank, and that's been ripping off America for over 100 years, probably the reason why JFK was assassinated back in 63. And so at that time, they felt that the United States was too strong and too powerful. And in order to be able to put a one world government in, they would have to bring America down. And they've been working on bringing America down since they brought President Kennedy down. And so this is their shining moment where they figured that they would be able to run over the top of President Trump and get the better of him and get the better of the government. And they have done a very good job of being infiltrating every aspect of our government. But there are too many people at this point that are aware of the program that they used, Scoreboard and Hammer. And there's people that have come forward, like General McInerney, who's a very well respected retired general, and Sidney Powell, who was a former federal prosecutor, who was also a attorney for General Flynn. And so these people that are coming out now saying, hey, wait a second, we know about the widespread fraud. We know about the program that you used. We know about all the ballots that you printed, because the ones that we sent out had watermarks. So we know where all the ballots are. And we know that you use the machine, the program to change the calculation of the votes. I mean, they just said today, only a few minutes ago, on Newsmax, that they expect a 300. Giuliani said, we expect a 300,000 vote swing in Pennsylvania when they correct the things that they're looking at. And They could literally do this in every single state because they use the machine in every state.
Well, what's interesting is that Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, is alleged to own a substantial and a majority of stock in the software that is used in the swing states, and George Soros has been alleged to own a substantial amount of stock, if he doesn't even own the company, and the electronic machines themselves. But this software is what is the key, because this is a huge conflict of interest that wasn't disclosed. When you have Nancy Pelosi, who hates the president and for 3.5 years has used every possible tactic she could to remove the president, said she was going to throw him in jail, he's a criminal, and she also did not disclose that her husband and herself own this majority of stock in the software company that controls the votes during the presidential election in these swing states. And so that is so unbelievably huge. And mainstream media hasn't said a word about it. There are no investigative reporters. They have said nothing. They are silent on it. And this, to me, should have been disclosed so that she could have been removed as speaker prior to the elections, and they could, the Department of Justice should have been watching this very closely and sending in the military or the National Guard to be sure that those that software wasn't rigged in favor of Joe Biden. And because in 2008, I reported on every radio station I could get on, including ABC, because in our county, after I left the polling place, I informed the nation that during the time I was voting, I refused to use the electronic machines. I used a paper ballot, went into the booth, and while I was in there, people started getting angry and upset, and they were raising their voices because the ballot was slipping to Obama. So this is not the first time the software has been suspect, and to have it linked to the Pelosi's, where she's been threatening and accusing the president of crimes and threatening the president to even physically have him removed from the White House if he won't go, is very, very suspicious. And no person who hates the president of the United States as much as she does, has threatened the president of the United States, has a husband who has a majority of stock in the software that decides if President Trump or Biden will win, and Biden is their favorite, obviously, and a Democrat, is very suspect in my opinion. And going back to 2008, when I witnessed it, and nobody cared, and they did nothing about it. So all those votes went to Obama. And I don't know how many other counties that happened in, but Biden said on video that he has created a voter fraud, or that we have created a voter fraud organization that they used for Obama. And so he doesn't need our votes because he only needs our support. And that was amazing to me, because what he was saying was, we have a voter fraud organization. We used it for Obama. I don't need your votes. I mean, where's the Department of Justice when he made those comments?
That's exactly what he said, and that's exactly what he meant. And he's not the first politician to ever say that. I remember back the last time Harry Reid ran out here in Nevada where I live. I'm in Vegas. The last time he ran out here, the interviewer said to him, are you concerned at all about re-election? You don't seem to have a lot of support from the people in the state. And he just smiled and smirked and said, the people don't elect me. And so when I watch these elections and I see that sharp young gal in Baltimore that was running to replace the current regime out there, I think her last name might be Klasik. I forget. Katie, maybe Klasik. Anyway, mm-hmm. She loses 73% to 27%, and Baltimore is just an absolute disaster. And
And people there are just crying for help. And here she comes in and says, I'll help you. And we're supposed to believe that 3/4 of those people still voted for the old regime. It's just not possible. Every time we look and we see AOC got reelected and Pelosi got reelected and Maxine Waters got reelected and so on, there's no way that it's got anything to do with us.
No, absolutely not. And when I went to the polls this time, for the very first time, I was handed this long ballot, 2 pages, but it was front and back, 4 pages. 2 pages, but with front and back, it made 4. And they didn't ask for my ID, which they always did in the past, did not ask for my ID, asked for nobody's ID, handed me the ballot. I went to the booth, and they handed me a Sharpie. And that's the first time that happened. And I know that if you go to Michael's or any of these stores where they sell crafts and markers, you can buy magic markers that erase that you can't see under certain light. So I was really concerned about this Sharpie marker because I always used a black pen, and so my own. And so I used it. Took it to the scanner, and it said, recorded. And so then I said, do I get a copy? No, you don't get a copy. So they kept the ballots. Now, I think that is wrong. I think that once they scan it, and it says it's in the system, it's recorded, that they should give us our ballots back. So if there's a problem, we can prove that, hey, this is wrong. I voted for Trump, not Biden, or I voted for Biden, not Trump. But we have no evidence to verify our votes, because if you go on, they say you do, you can go online and check. The only thing you can check is the same thing the scanner said. It's gone through. It's approved by them, but it hasn't been approved by us, because you cannot see your ballot and make sure that marker didn't erase or disappear from the ballot, because there is a lot of complaints from Arizona that their marker didn't show up for Trump, and that there were even circled ones were in red that said canceled, and there was no black ink by Trump's name. It just said canceled. And then we saw on video where people were sitting at booths, they got caught on video, and they were marking ballots, a whole rows of ballots. And, I mean, who's ever witnessed such a thing before? And they would not let the Republicans into the polling place to be watchdogs for the ballots, only the Democrats in Detroit. So if that's not suspicious, what is?
Yeah, and that'll probably end up, all those ballots will end up probably being kicked out at the federal Supreme Court level. You know, President Trump, we can never underestimate him, of course. And one thing that a lot of people don't know is that Justice Roberts, Justice Kavanaugh, mm-hmm. and Justice Amy Barrett have one thing in common. They were all part of President Bush's legal defense team when he beat Al Gore in 2000.
Oh, wow.
So I thought it's kind of interesting that we've got 3 Supreme Court justices that are extremely familiar with voter fraud.
Well, that's a good thing. And also, it's kind of funny, actually.
Yep.
I really fought for them online, of course, and supported them because they have proven to have, to believe in traditional family and traditional values. And I think there was a problem when Obama got elected, and because I was told something by a lawyer that I'm not going to repeat because I can't prove it. But there was a reason that Justice Roberts went along with the Obamacare issue. And but here in actually it was my daughter who found this on Michigan.org on their official site. And on November 3rd and then again on November 4th, Biden was behind and he was at 47.35%. That's after the election. This is November 4th. And then Donald Trump, President Trump, was ahead at 51.07%. That's a huge difference. And then the next day, suddenly all these ballots were found and dumped in the middle of the night, according to what I read online. And suddenly Biden is ahead by,
yep,
what, hundreds of thousands of votes?
That, yeah, I think there was 132,000.
I mean, that's after 000. The polls. That's after the polls closed, because
yeah,
the witness online who was there said that she saw the black vans pull up, and then it was in the dead of night, she said, and then suddenly Biden's ahead by 130,000 votes or so.
Yep.
Now, how could 130,000 ballots all be for Biden?
Well, they're all manufactured in advance, but none of them are going to have the watermark, and they weren't witnessed by either side, so they're going to have to be kicked out. That's why Giuliani is saying there's approximately 300,000 ballots that are probably going to be kicked out.
Yeah, and so how, my point was, you know, like common sense-wise, just think about it. It's statistically impossible to deliver 130,000 ballots after the polls close in the middle of the night, and every one of them is for Biden. That isn't, common sense-wise, it doesn't make sense. Statistically, it wouldn't happen.
Right.
That
it only makes
so
sense from the
rare
perspective. It only makes sense from the perspective that the Democrats are absolutely the dumbest criminals on earth. And when I say that, what I mean is that they leave their laptops to get caught. They put all kinds of incriminating evidence into text messages. They do voter fraud like a fourth grader by printing up phony ballots and dropping them in places where people could find them. They do so many things that are just like, you look at them and you kind of scratch your head and say, any of them had a brain. They remind me of the people that were always in the back of the class in school with the straw and the little spitballs. And when the teacher would turn around to write something on the board, they would hit the chalkboard with the spitballs. They're not very smart people, and that's why they are all about to get caught, because they've done so many things wrong, and the whole world knows exactly what they've done. And even with them spending billions of dollars and billions and billions of hours of time and everything else, they still haven't been able to cover their tracks in any way. We all know exactly what they've done.
We know exactly what they've done, and mainstream media, including Fox, is all calling the winner, as if they have any authority over the, you know, over the elections. They don't have
right
any authority. They're news outlets. Hello.
I know Giuliani said, "Oh, the news called it." Okay, well, in that case, I guess it's over.
I mean, that's like saying we no longer recognize the Constitution, and it's meaningless. We are now the authority.
Yeah, it's like they're playing tag, and now they touch base. Oh no, Fox said. Oh, Fox said. Okay, well, we were gonna continue to follow the legal process, but I guess if Fox said, I guess we should just. And then what's up with Kushner? What's up with what's up with Ivanka's husband trying
what
to
happened
get
with him?
The president? He came out publicly to say the president should concede.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy cow. I mean, first of all, he's 100% wrong. But second of all, any loyalty at all to the family or to your own wife?
And to come out publicly and say that, that's so wrong. And
yeah,
I mean, seriously wrong. No, it's hard to believe, because he's the one who's supposed to be pro-Israel and a Jew. Why would he do that?
I don't know. I have no idea why he would do that, but he did that. He's trying
to convince the president to concede. That's like, to me personally, a turncoat to the president of the United States. It's a turncoat to the United States, who always supports Israel, and we all believe in the same God and the same Bible, because we believe in the Old and New Testament. They believe in the Old Testament, but it's the same Bible, same God, and Israel depends on America, and Israel has always stood with America, and we've always stood with Israel, and they're our ally, and that is so unbelievable that he would make such a comment on the national stage like that.
I was shocked when I heard it.
Can you imagine President Trump when he heard it?
I mean, it was reported by the Post. It was reported by the Guardian. It was reported by Slate.com. I'm not sure who all that is. CNN, I totally discount, so I don't listen to them. But at least three sources reported it. So maybe it's not true, and they're just trying to cause problems in the family. I don't know. Because CNN actually said that Melania told him to accept the election loss, and she never did that. She's been talking the entire time about how every legal vote needs to be counted. So,
right.
I have a tendency not to believe
CNN at all, period.
No, CNN is like a troublemaker. It's like the little kid in the room trying to start trouble.
Well, Robert F. Kennedy said, every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the law flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we are too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom, decency, and justice. And this is the time that people do need to stand up, and speak out. God, I always say that, and I'm reading it from Robert F. Kennedy. That's so funny. Speak up and speak out, because we are fighting not for just ourselves, but for future generations, so that we still have America and we have freedom and decency and justice and liberty and rights. Because unless you want your children to live in a socialist nation and own absolutely nothing, because if you go to Russia, where nobody wants to go to live, because the government owns everything, and that's what the redistribution of wealth is, and that's where the socialist Democrats are at. They want to control everything. They're going to have freedom, liberty, and rights, but you aren't, and neither are your children or your grandchildren. And that's why, Rob, in my opinion, this CCP communist agenda of lockdowns is so un-American. We are not prisoners. We did nothing wrong. We are not criminals, but we're locked down. We are not to have in California more than so many family members. We're supposed to eat outside. We're not to have a family bowl of mashed potatoes. We're to have disposable plastic. And so this sounds like China.
Well, if Biden was to get into that White House, they might as well take the American flag down, put the China flag up, and have a burning ceremony, because it's exactly what's going to happen. And the people that are out there in the street that are celebrating the fact that they think that Biden might have won are absolute morons, because they have no idea what they're asking for. You know, there's a saying, you can vote your way into socialism, but you've got to fight your way out. And Venezuela, I think, was the fourth most wealthy country in South America. And in the course of one generation, in the blink of an eye, they got to the point where they were actually eating the animals that were in the zoo, because that's how hungry they were. And so if you don't think it could happen here, then you've got absolutely no understanding of history. And we've seen, we actually saw in Chicago, we actually saw in Illinois, where somebody was one of those geniuses in the Democratic Party was trying to pass a bill to stop teaching history completely in the state. And so if there's, you know, everybody knows the saying, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And so we've seen what's happened every single time a country goes to socialism. You don't see people trying to break into Venezuela because they want to live there. You see people coming to America because it's the greatest country on earth. Capitalism brings out the best in people. Socialism brings out the worst. I'm a business owner. If it's the case that Biden gets in, I sell my business and I'm done, because there's no way that I'm going to be spending twice as much in taxes and be subject to lockdowns and have increased red tape. And so my day in the sun has come, and the time is to just shut the business down, and that's it. Well, I only employ 50 people, but that's 50 more people out of work, because the people that are the backbone of the capitalist country known as America, our economy is based on the backs of the people that have businesses. And most of those businesses are small businesses, and the people that work for those businesses earn a living and buy homes and send their kids to school and buy cars and buy boats and take trips, and that's how the economy runs. You take a hammer to the economy, and they literally would be taking a hammer to the economy, because the program that they used to skew the ballots is actually called hammer. If they take a hammer to the economy and they put Biden in, then that means that capitalism is dead. The American dream is dead. We lose our insurance, because they're going to take the insurance and make the insurance under the government umbrella. They're going to take the energy and put it under the government umbrella. And so millions and millions and millions of people will be out of work. And then to complicate matters, they're going to allow millions of immigrants from all over the world in, actually telling them that if you come here, you're going to get free health care and free college. So we're going to have millions more people in a country where the whole infrastructure, the whole capitalist machine that makes us run, has broken down. And so we can't allow that to happen. So this is a takeover of America, no question about it. And
they are conquering America from the inside. And
yes,
they
exactly
are the party of foreign enemies. Domestic enemies working with foreign enemies that they have, who have infiltrated into our government, and who Obama allowed to enter through open borders and flew in with our tax dollars, him and Hillary, into our country for 8 years, and then told them they're all getting freebies and the American people will pay for their living expenses, which is exactly what has happened. So, I mean, in the 60s they had a song, If I Had a Hammer, and they knew exactly what was coming. And then Hillary used a hammer after what, in my opinion, was espionage, and then Comey reduced it down to extreme carelessness. She used a hammer to destroy government evidence, and she's possibly, according to Biden, if he were to actually win, heaven forbid, God forbid, he would actually probably put Hillary in the Supreme Court, at least nominate her, and all these people would come back into public office again. And this would be exactly what they said. They're threatening the American people who are Trump supporters. I read it again today. They're coming for you. Even Kamala Harris said she will turn over every rock to find us, whoever supported Hillary Clinton. Now, I read an executive order from the Bushes and the Obamas. It was passed down over the years, and I inadvertently came across it, and it to the Clintons. And so they're all involved in this, George Soros, Bill Gates, New World Order, United Nations, Agenda 21, Skull and Bones, all these different organizations who are secret organizations, that they were going to, if they said a pandemic was called out, then they would call out quarantines, curfews, put patrols on the street. If the president calls out martial law because of civil disruption, black-white division, and which we're having both of these going on, that the president then could call out martial law. If he calls out martial law, and then they can take troops and have them bust down your door, take your guns, and probably if you don't comply with the Gates vaccine and the ID shackle bracelet, ID 2021, they'll take the right-wing extremists, were the words, right-wing extremists to government facilities. Well, government facilities, we know, are FEMA camps. And so this is why I'm saying this is a long-term agenda by the same people who have been in office for 20, 30, 40, 50 years with the same agendas when George H.W. Bush stood on the congressional floor and he pledged his allegiance to the New World Order. And nobody did anything to him. Nobody said anything. They didn't remove him from office. So this New World Order has been spiraling out of control, and nobody's done anything to stop it, because when Panetta was he Secretary of Defense or something like that, I can't remember now, under Obama, he sat before the chair, the Senate, under oath and testified to Jeff Sessions that they would no longer seek, I guess him and Obama, he said, we will no longer seek permission from the Congress. We will seek permission from international foreign bodies, and we may or may not inform Congress of our agendas. Basically, that's what he said. It was on video for a long time. It still may be online. But that, to me, was one of the most important, the presidential order saying they could take right-wing extremists away after a pandemic and martial law and usher in a shadow government, remove the president after that point and usher in a shadow government and take right-wing extremists to government facilities. Does that sound like America or communist China?
That sounds like communist China, and that sounds like exactly where we are right now. That's why I said many, many times it's either Trump or war. And what we would need would be millions of us to have our own Egypt moment where we go to D.C. and we do not leave until they either step down or we step in. And if there are millions of us, there's no way that they'll be able to stop us. So it'll be truly battle in D.C. We wouldn't be coming there with protest signs or begging and pleading in the National Mall. We would be coming there with purpose. And the purpose would be to take our country back, just like they did when they kicked Morsi out in Egypt and put Mubarak in his place, into that White House. Then communist China got into that White House. And that's the day that America died. And so there would actually be able to, we would actually be able to say America, born July 4th, 1776, died January 20th, 2021, if Biden is sworn into that White House. As Americans, we cannot let that happen. And I don't think we will. We've got hundreds of thousands of people in the streets throughout the country right now just because they're so upset about the fact that the Democrats are trying to steal the election. But if it stands, we will be in D.C. And I don't know. I don't every military person, they're all sworn to the same oath, which is to protect the country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And if they don't recognize him as being Biden as being a legitimate president because the election's stolen, I don't think they will stand behind him. The generals might order them to stand behind him, but the soldiers, they operate by what their first sergeant tells them. If their first sergeant tells them that is not a constitutional order and we're not following it, then even if the general tells the troops to, first sergeant says, we don't recognize this new quote-unquote president as a legitimate president, and so we're not going to step forward and fight, we may very well go to D.C. and find that we have a good portion of the military on our side or standing down and refusing to fight because they can see that an enemy has invaded our White House. So we've got a long way to go.
Yeah, it's not just going to be the military. There's not going to be everybody that's going to, not everybody's going to go along with it, because they are sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. That is their first duty. So is the U.S. justices. So are every judge. So, in fact, so is Congress and the Senate. But they aren't doing it in a lot of cases here. And so they need to be weeded out. And the only way they could stay in office was to use Pelosi's husband's company, where he has substantial stock in it, major substantial stock in the software, and in the developer of the rigs of the software testified under oath in Congress, and I read the congressional record on it, that yes, the software can be rigged. And this was when it first came out. Maybe it was 2008 or so. And we had all these problems. And so he said, he swore under oath, yes, it can be rigged, the software. And he said that nobody would really, anybody who wasn't a, you know, software guru would not know it. But he would know it, and anybody else that was a, you know, a high-tech software developer would know if it had been rigged, but like the average person would not know it. And so the way I knew it in 2008 was because everybody was shouting out that their ballots were slipped and punching Obama, and nobody knew what to do about it because this was all new, these electronic machines, so they did nothing. So everything got counted. So that's what they also were counting on, I think, today in 2020, that everybody would just, oh well, but people are not going, oh well, because now people are awakened. You and I have been awakened a long time, but the majority of Americans hadn't been awakened. But in 2012, they started to awaken. And by 2016, they hit the polls and the red wave came, because the patriots like us and so many that came before us and so many that had passed, gave up their lives for it, were killed or were accidented or suicided. God bless them. They were the real heroes. And they stood on the front lines, and to, and in 2016, the red wave came, and they took back their country. And now the red wave is angry. And these people have no idea how angry millions of people are right now, because they know that this agenda to take our country away from us, and these people are involved with the CCP and China, the Bank of China, the executives in China, and they've made their families wealthy along with Russia and Uranium One, selling guns to cartels, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, trafficking guns again. I mean, we can go on and on with all the scandals that these people have gotten away with, and nothing happened to them. But this is one scandal that the American people are determined not to let them get away with, because it means our children and our grandchildren will never know America, will never know freedom, never know God, never read the Bible, never read U.S. history, never be able to go anywhere, do anything, say anything without the government's permission. Right?
Yes, absolutely. And we're not overstating it, like, to scare anybody. It's just a fact.
I'm not scaring anybody, because if you're scared, you don't know the truth of what is happening in our country and to our country.
Exactly.
And you need to stand up, and you need to go do your homework, because you're way behind.
Yep. Because the Constitution will be gone, and so your First Amendment rights, which they've already look how much they've taken away. I mean, you can't. I'm even restricted on Facebook for the third or fourth or fifth time now, and I try not to post too many things on Facebook that are that would raise any eyebrows, because I have my own social media site, Pro America Only, and so I post my stuff on Pro America Only, because there's no censor, so it's me, so I can post whatever I want. So can anybody who's a conservative there. So it's there's no reason to post stuff
on Facebook, copying by pasting pro-America only posts over to Facebook, and that way people come over to check out pro-America only and see what it's all about. So I made one comment, and it was a comment, not a post, and it was a joke. And I read it on a meme, and I just recopied it, and I said I thought the Democrats said that they were voting on the 3rd and Republicans should wait till the 4th, with a smiley face. And they sent me a message saying you're restricted for 7 days. I thought, don't you guys have a sense of humor? I even put a smiley face on it. But that's how
no
bad the censorship
humor.
Is. No sense
oh my
of
God.
Humor
they,
at all.
They censor so much of my stuff. They suspend me all the time. They censor my stuff. They shadow ban it. I don't care. I post as much as I can because this is a very serious time in our history, and the president needs us. In fact, a U.S. ambassador shows her vote wasn't counted, and her 5-year dead husband received a ballot.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I wanted to give you reminded me. I wanted to give a shout-out to Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier was a great champion in his day when he fought Muhammad Ali. Those were great, great battles. And
right.
I tip my hat to him because he was able to vote in this election in Philadelphia, even though he died on November 7th, 2011. So shout-out to Joe Frazier.
There's so many dead people that have voted for Biden, you know.
It's unbelievable. Some of them,
it's
a couple
so
of them, were over 150 years old.
But and did you notice that none of the dead people vote for Trump?
No. Dead people only vote.
Only
somebody
Democrats.
Posted a meme on my on Pro America of cemetery with all of the headstones, and every single one of them had the little I voted sticker on them all the way through.
Well, here's another one. Nevada whistleblower says he was told to process ballots without signature verification.
Yeah, Nevada is such a disaster in so many ways. First of all, Mike McDonald, who is the chairman of the Republican committee, he might as well be a Democrat. He does absolutely zero to help. And in 2018, when we lost every election and the state went entirely blue, I had my press secretary at an event that he was at right afterwards. And I said to her, please make sure you get a hold of Mike and ask him, what can we do to change the voter fraud for the 2020 election? Because they've just stolen everything here. And she spoke to me after she spoke to him, and she said, Mike said that there's no voter fraud in Nevada. We just had lousy candidates.
Yeah, and you know, they call all of these, they call all of the votes for Biden that from the software that should have gone to Trump, because they found like 6,000 in one county. I believe it was in Michigan. 6,000, that's just one county. So you can imagine, you know, if you went county to county, and so they call them glitches and they call them errors, but they really are not glitches and errors, because if the government is telling us we're having fair elections, why are they allowing software that has glitches that in a presidential race?
Yeah, well, they call them glitches because they don't want to say the CIA is working with the with China, because that would scare the hell out of everybody. But that's exactly what's happening. It's CIA backed. Some people will say it, and some people won't say it. I'll say it because it's the 11th hour. The FBI, the DOJ, the CIA—they're all compromised. And I'm hoping, and I'm thinking, and I'm cautiously optimistic that President Trump is more on top of it than we think he is, and that he's going to take them down, and we're going to see some great things happening in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, and my point was that if it was a fair election and it was the most important election in our nation, which it is the most important election in our nation, then if they were so concerned about making sure that there was no fraud going on, they would not allow a software owned by Pelosi's husband, or at least he owns the majority of stock, according to what I read, in the software company, which is a huge conflict of interest to begin with because she hates Trump, everybody knows that, and threatened to remove him. So what better way for her to remove him than
absolutely
to have glitches?
I mean, but, I mean, you know, when you talk about conflict of interest, I mean, you got the squad in the House, and the squad, you know, is 100% devoted to Islam and not America, and they took their oath on the Quran, which tells them 23 times to kill every infidel, and so, and yet they're still there, and that's regardless of what Omar has done, and from marrying her brother to get into the country, to being involved in a voter fraud scam in her home city where they were in the car. I mean, she does everything wrong, and it doesn't really matter.
Not wrong. It's a crime in America to bigamy,
yeah,
incest, lying to the government, filling out a form, a government form that is not truthful and honest, giving money to your husband for his business from your campaign donations, using it to pay your lawyers and personal use, and they have done nothing, zilch, to that woman. And yet they're telling us if we want to apply for school, if we or get a job, if we have some little minor incident, teenager, we're out of luck unless we can get it expunged off our record. We're just not good enough for a government job. But yet these foreigners can come here and suddenly they're all in office.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, the Justice Department did do a fantastic job of getting Lori Loughlin put into prison after they let out 100,000 felons, some of murder, and because they didn't want to give them masks, because the masks work, or don't they? Because if they work, why did you have to let them out? And if they don't work, then why are we wearing them? But anyway, there's so much of a lack of logic, so much insanity going on that nobody has been convicted of anything. And we're talking about crimes against humanity that are on Biden's laptop and on Hillary's laptop and on Wiener's laptop. And just for crimes against humanity alone, these people should be put in prison with the key thrown away and let all the other inmates know exactly what they've done and just leave it at that. But instead, everybody gets a pass, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done. There's like no rule of law. I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day, retired police officer, and also fought in the military. And I said to him, we are the closest to anarchy I've ever seen because there's no rule of law. You can break whatever law you want unless you are a subject. If you're a subject and you drive too close to Biden or Harris's bus, the FBI might come out to investigate that. And if there's a rope in a NASCAR garage, you might have 8 federal agents out to investigate that. But if you're selling uranium, imagine selling 20% of the United States uranium to an enemy of America, and there's no charge, no criminal charge. So that means that anything goes. No wonder why Hunter's having a fantastic job selling his father's influence. They're all doing it.
Yeah, well, you should see the other photos that are online that involve Pelosi's, I don't know if it's her husband or son or who it is, with a child. If they're true or not, I don't know. I can't say. But, I mean, all these people have these terrible photos with children, and it's very disturbing to me anyway, and it should be disturbing to every parent, every grandparent, every decent moral person. And the thing is that where's the FBI, the DOJ, and, you know, all these people who are paid with our tax dollars, and all the people that are involved in this stuff and are selling our country out and are threatening us and our freedom, they have been on the taxpayers dole most of their lives. They've never worked a job in their lives. Is all they do is sit back, take the taxpayers' money most of their lives, and give themselves increases in wages, and then they don't freeze their wages. They lock down Americans and tell them they can't go to work while they're eating their designer ice cream out of their $24,000 refrigerators and taking leisurely walks through their wooded mansions behind secure doors with armed security. But they're telling you, you're going to go into poverty and you cannot do whatever you want to do, like operate your own business, unless we say so. And so this is total insanity, because they have been living off the taxpayers' dole most of their lives. They've never worked a day in their lives. They've never owned a business. They have no idea what it takes to own a business. And then they tell the small owner, business owners, you need to pay them $15 an hour. They have no idea of what that entails and the expense it is to the small business owners. And they put so many people out of business when they raise that to $15 an hour, because small businesses can't jump that high and double wages or even add a dollar more. It used to be they got a 50-cent raise, you know, every so often, and then they went to $15. And so these people have no clue what it is to actually work. They have been in office for 20, 30, 40, 50 years like Biden. What has he ever done for the country? The only thing I've ever seen is him saying that the black Americans are predators. They belong in, they live in jungles. He doesn't want himself or his family around them. He wants them locked up, and they need to serve 85% of their time. Him and Hillary push for Planned Parenthood, and Bill Gates and all these people in mostly black neighborhoods. They want to vaccinate all the Africans first, after the Americans. They want to vaccinate all the Africans. We already know what happened when Gates went to Africa and India to all the thousands of children, and they got kicked out. And so here we have these people who are taking pensions, who take vacations paid by taxpayers. They didn't sign up or pay up for their wonderful Obamacare they mandated for everybody else. They sign up for Cadillac insurance that they get a kickback from the taxpayers to pay for every year. So we have such hypocrites that have never run a business, operated a business, and they've never really worked for a living. They just take from us everything. Everything's paid for, and then they're making deals with foreign enemies to sell us out and getting rich, like the selling uranium, 20% of our uranium to Russia, like you said. And guess what? We paid for that uranium. They pay for nothing. And then they offer all these freebies to foreigners who never earned a dime, never paid anything into our country. And those aren't freebies. We're paying for that too. So this, I mean, I'm just hoping and praying that Trump is strong enough and that he was prepared for this, and that there are some really great, honest patriots behind him who are in positions of power to purge our country so that we can start to heal and restore the Constitution and the American way of life, rather than catering to all the people that are illegals, foreign enemies that have entered into our country, trying to infiltrate into our government and to conquer our country. I mean, I am really hoping and praying we can keep America American for the sake of the future generations. What do you think?
Absolutely. And the one thing I wanted to add was that when you're a congressman for 40 years and you're making $175,000 or $200,000 a year, whatever it is, and you retire with 40 or 50 or 100 or 200 or however many hundreds of millions of dollars they have in their private accounts in Switzerland that we don't know, that we're not supposed to know that they have. What one thing that Hunter Biden's laptop brought to light is the fact, which I always said, is that they make $175,000 a year plus commission, meaning that everything that they do when they put a bill in place, somehow that the deals that are made utilizing the lobby groups that used to be illegal to bribe a senator or a congressman, and now they're called lobby groups, so they were made legal. Those deals all come back in terms of millions and millions of dollars or more. And so I remember when the uranium, when I heard about the Uranium One deal, the first words out of my mouth was, wow, I'd like to see the list of commissions on that deal. Because if you're selling 20% of the country's uranium to another country, then everybody involved in that deal had to get a piece in order to sign off. So there's no possible way that Hillary Clinton sold 20% of the uranium to Russia, and she got all the money, and none of it went to Obama. None of it went to the heads of to the CIA, to the FBI. They're all complicit, and that's why they're fighting so hard against Trump. It's not that they hate Trump; it's that they hate going to prison and losing everything they have. And all of a sudden, there's one guy who came in and said, "Hey, kids, what are you guys doing? Stop doing that right now. Now you're all in trouble." And that's exactly what happened. So now they're all scurrying, going, oh, my God, Dad's going to – we're in trouble now, and they are in trouble now. And that's why they've been trying to get him out of there, but they're not smart enough. So
yes, well, what happened is that because they've stayed in office for 20 to 50 years now, and they've never been held accountable for one thing, because we have people who take bribes, and secretly, because or they pay, give donations to their spouses or their children, or they funnel tax money, or they pay to play, but they have everybody in place who's willing to protect them. In my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, I warned America and informed America, that was published in 2010, trying to wake people up, that the three branches of government under Obama would morph into one branch of government, and that the executive orders that were never intended to make laws would now become a dictatorship through the executive office, which Obama used, bypassed Congress. Well, that's why he said he didn't need Congress. He didn't need the Constitution. It was all meaningless. And they stood up and applauded him because he used executive orders to dictate to us what was coming down. And like it or not, that's the way it was. And the entire Democrat Congress, Senate, and judges that he appointed who are liberal, they all supported him and protect him because they got lifetime positions. And so there's nothing you can actually do to them, and they know that. And so these people who have been in office for 20, 30, 40, 50 years got very comfortable, and they all know each other. They all party together. They all play these same games, and they all became very wealthy beyond their taxpayer-funded wages. And the American people allowed them to remain in office without term limits. They should have put it on the ballot and gotten rid of them. That's my opinion.
And when you ask them, I don't know if it was McConnell, it might have been McConnell, what do you think about term limits? He said, we have term limits. It's called voting. If the voters don't like us, they can vote us out. And he actually said it with a smile. He actually said it with a smile because he couldn't even contain himself. It's like,
The whole thing is a joke to them that, guess what? The American people don't elect us. Biden told us it's the voter fraud organization that elects them.
Yep.
He said that on video.
He also said on day one, I've got a whole bunch of executive orders ready to go to reverse everything that President Trump has done. So just
what you were just saying about Obama.
Course,
because they want to. That's the other thing I put in my book, is that they've created this self-disciplining, self-policing, and self-protecting system. So they created a them against us system where they protect themselves so that they never go to jail. And if they go to jail, then they get out, you know, and they don't go to the regular prison like you or anybody or me or anybody else would go if we committed any of these crimes or even a lot less, because Biden even said that did that police reform, that prison reform bill, and I think it was in 1994 under the Clinton administration, and he said that the blacks should stay in prison and serve their time up to at least 85% of their time. And for me to believe that the black majority of black Americans voted for him, who has been a racist, and he was a close friend of Robert Byrd along with Hillary Clinton, who also called them super predators and have kept them on welfare for so long, believing that they weren't capable of socializing and getting a good education and becoming, you know, all they want to be and earn as much as they want, would actually continue to vote for the Democrats when the majority were turning from the Democrat Party and starting, and a large majority of them were coming to support Trump. And so it's very difficult to believe that Biden could get 130,000 votes overnight just in one swing state.
And oh, absolutely.
So this attorney, Sidney Powell, she said, "We've identified 450,000 ballots that miraculously only have a vote for Joe Biden." Isn't that what I just said? I just said that.
Yep.
I just said that. How is it even common sense-wise or statistically possible for all those ballots to be only for Biden?
I know, that's why.
Hello?
I mean, you knew that the election was coming. You couldn't have done a better job of faking the ballot. I mean, come on.
I mean, you couldn't throw a few in for Trump?
Yeah,
I mean,
you don't throw a few in for Trump,
you know?
And you don't vote for anybody else on the ballot? I mean,
no.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, and it's, you know, that the one thing when they go to court, the judge has to believe the evidence. It has to be believable. If it is not believable, he will throw it out.
Yep.
Or he's supposed to throw it out if it is not believable, because all evidence must be beyond a shadow of a doubt, right?
Oh, absolutely, and I'm sure that the Supreme Court is going to take a look, you know, a close look at the validity and say, well, I don't see the validity here. Nobody witnessed these ballots be counted. How can they be counted? I mean, you close the doors,
have actual video, Rob, they have actual video of them talking to the Democrats outside of the Democrat polling place in Detroit, where all the Republicans who were the watchdogs to watch over the ballots were not allowed inside.
Yeah, they weren't allowed inside. They put paper up. They said you had to be 60 to 100 feet away. They forced them out of the building. They had armed police to stand in between. So, I mean, our choices were to actually become violent or not. And so we're generally, and I'm not always happy about it, but generally the conservatives are, you know, people that have a head on their shoulders. They think. They have patience, and they figure we'll go at it another way. But I can guarantee you that if the BLM or Antifa was standing there and they wanted to get in and they wanted to see what was going on, they would have run right over whoever was in their way. So
yes, and then we have another observer, Brian McAfee, who he also talks about the corruption at the Philly Convention Center is right. So these are all swing states that we've had problems with.
Yes, they all have. And now I just saw one of the Michigan counties, now that they, quote, fixed the glitch in their machine, that county has swung back to Trump.
Yes, because we all know.
So maybe
that.
That's
they
the
know.
One county that you were talking about that had the 6,000 difference, but there's 47 counties.
47 counties. And, you know, I truly believe that now they're a little bit worried.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they thought the American people and President Trump would stand up to them.
No, I think that they didn't think it through very well, and they just figured we'll steal the election. We'll print ballots, and we'll mark them Trump, and we'll put them through, and we won't let them see. And then we'll declare that we won, and since we own the media will say we won, and then we'll start talking about our transition team. I think that's exactly how deep their thought process went.
That's not very deep. The corruption goes deeper than that.
The corruption does, but the depth of their thought really doesn't. I mean, I think Trump's perfectly summed it up in the debate when he said to Joe, don't use the word smart. You're not a smart man. Don't use the word smart. I think it applies to all of them on that side. They're just dummies.
Because they're arrogant. That's what it is. They're arrogant. People with a lot of money who have been in power that long and who can stay in office because of the glitches, and they own the software and the electronic
right.
machines, and they can pay people to dump the ballots or create more ballots, whatever they're doing, and then store the military ballots in a warehouse like Obama did, and create Acorn, which was run by Obama and Bill Ayers, and they trained up those people to go out and commit voter fraud. Obama and Ayers didn't go to prison or to jail, but their members went to jail when they got caught for voter fraud. This is the crazy part about it. The crazy part is the people like these BLM and Antifa members are a lot of young people, and they're easily brainwashed, and they've been brainwashed in the liberal schools to Marxism and communism and socialism. And Americanism
yep.
is bad. It's really bad to be free. It's really bad to earn as much money as you want. It's bad. It's bad to believe in God. Believe in us. True. I mean, it's true. My point was, Rob, that these poor young people don't realize when they're being paid to go burn down businesses and cities, they have to live there. How are they going to live? Because once they're done with them, they aren't going to pay them anymore.
Yeah, they're going to be discarded. And then they're going to look up and say, well, this doesn't seem to be working out very well for me.
And their families either, when their families are out of work, because they destroyed thousands and thousands of jobs in our country by burning down those businesses.
And same way with my business. I have no idea how many of my people voted for Biden. I'm sure some have. There's 50 people. I would imagine that some of them voted for Biden. And I don't ask them and I don't talk to them about it, but I can't help but think, you know, if you voted for Biden and if Biden would prevail and if the country would have a lockdown next year so the business would be closed and you lost your job, exactly how happy would you be with that?
Yes,
but they don't think about that.
No, because Fauci and Gates and Hillary, Fauci loves Hillary, and they're all involved with each other and Obama's and all these people, and they want the lockdowns to continue. They want the masks to continue, in my opinion, it's like communist China. You got to destroy everything in order to bring people to their knees like they did in Venezuela and other third world nations, so that the people are poor and they have to be begging for, they have to stand in line and distance, and they're only allowed to go on a certain day to get a bottle of water and some food, a loaf of bread, and then they can only go to school if you have permission. You can only own a business if you have permission. And then the government owns everything because it's called the redistribution of wealth. And the redistribution of wealth means that the banksters and the government takes everything. You own nothing. You don't own your home. I've talked to people from Russia. They said, we don't have to pay rent, but the government could come in any time and take our home.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what they're wanting to do now. And if they get to do that reset, the global economic reset, which they can't do without having America in their hand, which is why they're working so hard. But if they do that, most people don't even realize they'll lose their 401ks, they'll lose their money in their bank accounts, they'll lose their IRAs. They will confiscate the money. And then you'll have to have a chip in order to be able to operate in a cashless society. And it's funny because I took my wife out for the first time in 9 months to a movie last night. It killed me because it was a war with Grandpa with De Niro, and De Niro is anti-Trump, so I hate him. but my wife wanted to go to the movie, so the wife wins. So we went to the movie, and I got up to pay for the popcorn, and it says no cash accepted. And I thought, oh, my gosh, no cash accepted. That's unbelievable. So I had a bank card, so I used my bank card, but I had cash in my pocket, but I wasn't allowed to buy popcorn or soda with it.
That is un-American, totally un-American. This is towards we're headed into communism. This is why we have to stand with President Trump. We have to stay united. 70 million or more Americans have to stay united. We get it. The 70 million Americans get it. It's the others who don't get it. And the GOP makes criminal referral after allegedly uncovering thousands of instances of voter fraud in undecided states. That's Nevada. All this corruption, this is why we have to pray. We have to stay, united. We have to continue to support the President of the United States and fair elections, because we are fighting. We are now fighting for our very lifeline in this country, because they will come and they will take you away if you do not comply with the RFID lithium chip, with the vaccines, the boosters, the lockdowns, the mask, the shackle bracelet Gates wants on your arm, the ID 2021 card. All this stuff is a total invasion of privacy. You have no privacy right now. They can see through your computers. They watch you through your phones. They track you through your cars. And now they're locking you down they know where you're at. And they're running your businesses. They're telling you how to operate them, what you can and cannot do. It is how to even eat. I mean,
yeah, we went to the casino last night, and when we walked in, they want to take our temperature to make sure we're okay, and that's fine. I think that's a good idea, temperature when they come into the office. And but she says, I need for you to pull your mask down. I said, why would I pull my mask down to take my temperature? Well, I know exactly why. It's facial recognition, so that they've got they've got my picture. And so you talk about the, I always joke, 1984, George Orwell's 1984 was supposed to just be a novel. It wasn't supposed to be a how-to manual. But I think they have followed it very, very well. And now they have our electronic footprint anywhere and everywhere we go. Even in my car, they have that OnStar, which I absolutely would not have, because I don't want to be able to say I'm in trouble and have them say okay, because if that's the case, then they're constantly monitoring everything I say. Well, I'm sure they didn't turn it off because I'm not paying it. I'm sure they're still monitoring, and if a keyword comes up, I'm sure that keyword raises somebody's eyebrows somewhere.
Well, social media actually monitors everything you say, too. They keep all these records of everything you're saying, and they're probably listening to the conversations for years now, listening to everything and monitoring it. And so what's their point? They're all going to die just like everybody else. They're not going to live forever. What is their point? I mean, okay, so you can punish people. You can hurt them. You can track them. You can throw them into FEMA camps, all this. What is their point in the end? Because they're all going to die.
Well,
everybody's
going to
die.
I think the answer to that question is when you have more money than you have any possible conceivable way of doing anything with it, the next step is to see what else can you do. And I think that for people that are in the Illuminati and at the top that traffic children and drink adrenochrome and do all of the atrocities
that's the real reason they hate Trump too. That's a big reason they hate Trump too, because there's so many pedophiles that it's unbelievable how many pedophiles there are.
I mean,
you cannot leave your children alone anymore. I'm just, it's just horrible. This is not America, because when I grew up, you could walk anywhere. You could go anywhere as a kid. It was late at night, and, not real late, but, dark. It didn't really matter, because nobody harmed you. I mean, there just wasn't that kind of evil going on. I mean, there was a little maybe, but we didn't really hear about it. It would have made headlines. It would have been shocking. And everybody would have been up in arms. Women were not arrested. And then in the 90s, they started arresting more women when Clinton was in office, and females and children. And, I mean, everybody's a prisoner now. Everybody's a criminal but them.
Yeah, and Nancy Schaefer was a Georgia state senator who recognized the human trafficking problem back when Bill Clinton was president, and she spoke out about it, and she spoke out about it, and spoke out about it, and finally they primaried her and got her out of her position. She still didn't stop talking about it, and she said that the corruption goes up to the highest levels of government, and she made a speech in Alabama, and I think it was between 2 and 3 weeks after that speech, which was after she was no longer a state senator, that they found her and her husband murdered in their home. And so
under suspicious circumstances, it wrote, too. They wrote.
Yeah, Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
And then
they
sweep it all away. Everybody gets swept away, you know. All the whistleblowers, all the witnesses, you know, and they're forgotten, you know, and they just keep going on. And so they're lucky that nobody actually, I wanted to do it. I wanted to, and I couldn't get to it, but I was going to propose a term limit law so that people in the nationally could vote on it, you know, for Congress to get these people out of there.
We'd all overwhelmingly vote for it, but by the time they were done with scoreboard and by the time they were done with scoreboard and hammer, even though we, the people, wouldn't want it, you know, would want to vote for term limits, at the way it is right now, we don't have any opportunity really to vote. Like, for example, in 2018, there was a question on the Florida ballot, should 1.3 million felons have the right to vote be restored? Well, the elections in Florida went majority Republican. Republicans are never in favor of giving back the felons their right to vote. Republicans' attitude is, you screwed up, you lost your right to vote. It's one of the ramifications of breaking the law. And so all of a sudden, DeSantis gets elected, the other Republicans get elected, and the same exact people who voted for the Republicans also voted overwhelmingly that 1.3 million felons should have their right to vote back. Well, we know that the reason why they got their right to vote back is because they're using their program to make sure that question gets through. And then once that question gets through, now you've got 1.3 million felons in your system. And every one of those, you can go in internally, turn the flag on to allow them to vote and vote on their behalf, because the 1.3 million felons are not running to the polls. Most of those people hide from the government, don't want to tell you where they are, what they're doing, etc. So you do not have an overwhelming number of felons that decide, oh, I have my right to vote restored. I'm going to go get my book. I'm going to read it this weekend. I'm going to determine how I want to vote on these judges and these questions. They couldn't care less. They're trying to rebuild their life. And so there are some, of course, that appreciate it, but the majority of them, that restoration does nothing for them. But unbeknownst to them, just like unbeknownst to all the dead people and all the people that don't live in the different states, they still vote. They just don't know that they voted, but they definitely vote.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, like Chris Wallace, one of the Facebook friends, said got a thrill up his leg when Fox News called election for Biden.
Yeah,
no
can
doubt.
You imagine?
Oh, God.
If
yeah, he was so happy.
If putting Chris Wallace in there wasn't Fox saying we are no longer even making believe that we are pro-Trump, that was the moment.
He was never for Trump. Anybody that didn't see that was blind. And so the bottom line is that I'm hoping and praying that the American people remain united, remain angry in a positive way that we can legally and lawfully and constitutionally take our country back, and that everybody prays like they never prayed before, because they'll reach the steps of heaven, the gates of heaven, and God will pick up our phone and answer and get, you know, and intervene with his mighty, mighty sword and turn this crimes against our nation and turn it around. Crimes against humanity. What's happening in our country is crimes against humanity, and we are being punished and we are being persecuted, especially Christians and Jews right now in our own country, on our own soil. Our children are at high risk of being trafficking, and grandchildren or great-grandchildren, wherever you're at, it is our duty. It is our duty to God, to country, to the children. It is our duty to our families, friends, neighbors, fellow Americans, to save our American system, our Constitution, our freedom, liberty, rights, sovereignty, and not just saying it. It is real. What if you woke up and they said you no longer have any freedom, no longer can leave your home, no longer can do anything, or forced you out of your home by gunpoint and took you away, or your children? They're doing it. Not
yes,
in
they're
masses,
actually doing
but
that
they're
right
actually
this year.
Doing it. So if you don't want it to continue so it gets out of control, we need to support President Trump. Donate whatever you can to his legal defense. And we need, as a nation, if we must, put on our red, white, and blue sandals and go to Washington, D.C., like the Egyptian did when they got Morsi out, because the people warned Obama and Hillary, who donated to Morsi when they removed Mubarak, that he would kill the Christians, the Coptic Christians, burn their churches and their homes, and he did. And so we don't want that to happen here to Americans who are on the right and who they consider the enemies of them. We need to legally, constitutionally, lawfully be smart and take our country back. And now that we're closing, Rob, would you leave your message too?
Yes, I wanted to say one thing, which is that the biggest failure that the other side has made is that they didn't divide us, they united us. Whites, blacks, Latinos, Hispanics, Asians, we're all on the same page. We're all pro-America, and we're all being attacked. And so we definitely, absolutely, positively need to stay strong for President Trump and hope that he's able to sort this out, which I believe he will. And if for any reason he can't, we need to be in D.C. by the millions, just like they were in Egypt, and absolutely, positively refuse to allow this new government on January 20th to take effect. So either President Trump will be in on January 20th, or I, for one, 3,000 miles from Vegas, I will buy a jacket and I will be in D.C. because I'm sure it's going to be cold. But they're not going to get away with stealing my country while I'm here.
Amen. And I just want to say thank you so much, Rob, for being a patriotic American and speaking out and speaking up, because that's what Robert F. Kennedy told us to do, right? And that's what God and Jesus told us to do while Jesus was here. He wasn't silent. I was speaking on the Frank Sontag show. You know, I don't know if you know who he is. He's on the radio. He talks about the Bible, and people call in and talk about politics versus the Bible and so forth. And I was listening, Rob, to all these Christians saying, oh, well, we need to submit, you know, because we're supposed to submit if it's our president, and, you know. And I called in and I said, no, we are not supposed to submit to evil and to corruption and to crimes. Jesus was a revolutionary with his message. He went out there and he said, no way, you're not going to lie, you're not going to cheat, you're not going to steal, you're not going to kill. He gave us the Ten Commandments. He fought back with his message. And I said, we need to be stand up for our country, too. We should not ever submit to corruption and evil, pedophilia, and all this stuff that goes on with these wealthy people. Not all of them, but the ones involved. And we should never, ever submit to stealing an election. And so, Christians, you are to fight back. You are not to stand by the sidelines legally, peacefully, and speak out and speak your truth, because you will be on your knees if you don't. Isn't that right, Rob?
Absolutely. And it needs to be done now. And I can be reached at proamericaonly.org. So for anybody who's listening and wants to chat further, you can always reach me at proamericaonly.org.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Rob, and thank you for all your insight and the information. And hopefully God hears our prayers, and hopefully God intervenes in this very, very serious time and a crossroads for America and the American people. God bless you, everybody. God bless America. Talk to you later, Rob.
Stay Thanks, Rose. Keep
safe.
Up the great work.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye now.
And Rob has left the building, and I have to say goodbye, but every Wednesday I'm here for you, and from 12 to 1 o'clock. That's on the West Coast in the good old USA. You can also listen online.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.